Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness.
It's in times of darkness that we most need the light. And that's when we're really challenged to either run and hide or avoid or face what's right here. So thank you for showing up for yourself. As hard as it is right now, to cultivate consciousness is to drop knowing, is to drop, at least for a while, the past and the future and the whole story, so that we can allow the healing of our burdened hearts and bodies and minds and not get completely dragged away in our fears and aggressions. You know, it's easy to get caught up in reactivity. In fact, it's almost impossible not to, understandably. But we're here for healing, really. Healing and recovery and some nourishment of peace. But you can feel the trauma everywhere. I feel it everywhere. And there's something more communal and with people I don't even know or neighbors I don't know that well, and something that's brings us together in hard times, so to speak. And when you just are here as you are now, you get to really notice what's still bothered, what's really still caught in the struggle, the frustration, the whatever, the anxiety or pain is. And as you, many of you know, because I posted it the other day, is that I grew up with a mom who was really an activist, and in a good way. And she taught me to trust my feelings and to stand up and speak out and take action. And I'm all for that as needed. And I found in the peace movement of the 60s that until I found peace in this body and this heart, I was only going to perpetuate the chaos. So I chose a life of inner healing and transformation as my priority, and still acted and became involved as needed in the so-called world, you know. So I think heavy-hearted is really what a lot of us are experiencing. And it takes time for the body to heal trauma, for it to integrate and to somehow find grounding, and a stability that is not rigid. So the work we do here, the work we always do here, regardless of whatever is going on out there, so to speak, is no different. It's harder, that's for sure. But this is when your chops come in handy, let me tell you. You know the word chops? Is that still around? Your skill, your training, your practice, your discipline. It's not just, and it's groovy to plug into presence or have access to the light, but you know, to really develop your facility in letting go, in being mindful, in tuning into your body and the body of your friend and the heart of your friend. So we can hug each other and cry or go out and do what we need to do or whatever it is that's your path and your reality right now. And to keep returning right here, even though we're sitting here for a couple hours together and hopefully allowing more space to open up, more light to start to come out, some of the pain to release, which will happen naturally if we allow it. And that's important, that word allowing, because if we get hyper-vigilant in our traumatic agitation, we are not open to receiving and connecting. And that's a big tragedy. So that's when we have to wake up and get real and tell ourselves the truth of right now. How is it right now? And if it's shitty, it is. You know, if it's really difficult, it is. If it's really what you don't want, it is that. And you tune into that. You bring attention in there gently and lovingly and watch what happens when you cultivate loving kindness in your body, tender compassion and forgiveness in your heart. And then a bigger perspective opens up, a bigger understanding of the picture of what's really going on opens up. Not so much from some ideological or analytical place, but really a deeper understanding of really the frustration that created what's happening right now, quite frankly. You know, and so there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of wanting things to be different. And I work with people all over the world. And they say, well, it's true here too, wherever they are, even though I got invitations to move to a number of different places. And to be able to have some lightness, we need that. You know, we need to be able to find the humor in the dark side. You know, otherwise we'll get really burdened. You know. I was thinking earlier, as you know, in the Jewish tradition, you know, when there's a funeral, you wear black and you sit Shiva, that's what they call it. And I thought, well, I would have worn black tonight, but it's not really my color. So I wore navy. So, you know, when you're in shock, which you very well may be, and I remember this after 9/11, that there was a shock all over the world, as there is now, actually, that it's easy to go unconscious in being traumatized and to keep a certain numbness present. And that doesn't work. So I applaud you in showing up here, because it takes courage to be willing to feel what you are experiencing and to allow it without judgment, without thought, without analysis, so that it can heal, it can discharge. And in that, you will deepen spiritually and you will evolve in your humanity and in your bigger understanding of this life and circumstances that we're in. That's important, because ultimately everybody wants peace, I think, even if it doesn't look like that's what they want. I think we really do, actually. We really want to live harmonious lives. So you've got to find it right where you are, you know? And the good news is you can. You really, really can. And it may mean letting go of the nightmare for a while, or noticing that you're hanging on to it and you can't even let go. And I've talked to many people who can't let go, who are really caught. And that's part of trauma, is that experience and emotion literally fuse together in some way. So it requires the kind of focus and attention that you can develop here in this room, in this space, in this literal clarity. It really cuts through everything. It really cuts through everything. So you find that, as we were talking about, for those of us who were on retreat last week together, you find that clarity within yourself. And trust that. Because everything out there clearly is unknowable. And it's always been that way. Life is unpredictable. Now it's just amplified and a lot more obvious and a lot more intense. But what works hasn't changed. So notice if you're breathing. Notice if you're tending the garden of your body right now. If you're giving yourself reminders to breathe and soften and open and relax, and to let the wall down and put down your arms, so to speak, and let your heart open up, even if it needs to wail or scream or shake in terror. Because all of that is happening right now. And I think for those of us who, well, for all of us really, what's really important in our human life is to support each other. We need that. We need that very much right now. And I think it's a call to a deeper level of sensitivity and compassion. Because you can get hard. You can get hard real easy with this sort of thing. And it's okay for a while, as long as you can let go of it. as long as you don't get stuck there in some identity of, you know what I mean? You know, be tough and fight when you need to. But don't be caught in it. Don't get caught in it. So it really is a powerful mirror right now, powerful teaching. In terms of letting go of whatever identity you think you are or someone else is, or and very powerful time. And all of this turbulence will eventually crystallize into clarity, powerful clarity, I guarantee it. And I think it will make changes that we can't predict yet. I'm not a prognosticator, but you can feel it in your own self as you get those, you know, being activated. There was, I was, you know, the morning after the Wednesday morning, after the election, I live in San Francisco on a corner near a school, and up on this, probably third floor, really. And I heard this yelling and this cacophony of students marching and chanting. And, you know, I marched a lot in the 60s in the peace movement, and with large in San Francisco with up to 500,000 people. You know, and and those were really powerful times. And I thought, you know, I haven't felt that since then. But I felt it with them. And I wept. And they were saying, not our president. I went, whoa. That just, it was so beautiful, so powerful. I thought, okay. You know, maybe we're waking up to what's important. So it happens on a lot of levels. And there is no difference between sort of awakening in the world and awakening spiritually, really. That's an integrated life. And we've been talking a lot about that lately. So, you know, Eckhart really nailed it when he said the power of now. That was just still right on. When that's really reality, it is powerful and clear and open and engaged and inspired. All of it. So we can, you know, improvise on a tune, but the bottom line is presence, is awakening. So I'm glad, again, to say, I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad to be here with you. And I'm available if you want to come up, if you have a question or just want to be together or share what you need to release or bring light to. And keep in mind that we do podcast these talks eventually. And if you prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know and we will edit it. Okay.
I've been feeling, I felt a million different things over the last week. Waves of the most intense despair I've ever experienced. And manic periods. But I felt really good all day today. And I just sort of wanted, I just wanted to share what I'm experiencing. I've experienced the trauma. I've turned off the news and social media. I can't go there at all right now. I just need to give my body and a break. It's like the election was stressful enough before this all happened. It's like I also had an I had this experience. There's this collective despair. It's like 2008 was the collective ecstasy when Obama got elected. I had never experienced anything like that. It's like people screaming and dancing in the streets, and this was like the exact opposite. It was like this collective. Holy shit! but it felt like we were deepening, like all immediately. Mm-hmm. Like I'd never experienced more love from people. I had never experienced more caring for myself. I had never experienced more of this sense of, wow, like our deeper calling. Like we are the side of compassion. We're the side of, it was just so clear. There were really two sides. There's like, there's this side of holding up anger and resentment and bitterness, and they won an election. But I felt like the power of our people, of our people who are deepening in compassion and love for all aspects of humanity, like it just felt like that was deepening and growing and can't be stopped, even despite the pain ahead. And I also had this experience of, before the election, you know, there's all these people out there, you know, are going to vote for this guy, and it's incomprehensible, and we're fighting them, you know, it's just like holding them off. Just if we can hold them off one more day, you know, if we can get 180,001 votes more than them, you know, it's, I guess, what we needed. It'll be okay. Like we'll be able to move forward, and it's just desperate push to the end. And then it felt like there's, despite all the horrific things that are going to happen, which I don't want to whitewash at all, there's this gift of we can't do that anymore. We can't make enemy of half the people, or however many, you know, it's the good and the bad. And I had this experience of like, I need to open to all of it. Like I need to open to all of them. I don't know if I'm just making it up, but I have this experience of the collective consciousness, like this experience of people out there and what they're feeling, and like this experience of pushing away like certain types of people or like certain people's energy. And it was like, I need to, my experience is, it's like radical acceptance of every part of myself is what's healing. And like, I need to be able to let in. If I believe in that, if that's like really what I believe in, I have to let in every part of humanity, of our country, every aspect of the people out there. People are like, it feels like people are desperate to be listened to, to be really, really deeply heard.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And I just feel it. There's a, I'm really curious how this plays out. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared right now. I'm just not in touch with that. But I've been extremely scared for an entire week. Maybe I'm just tired of being scared. I'm sure it'll come back. But I'm not feeling that right now. I'm feeling really...
But you know, through our pain, we expand. And so what we can handle actually expands as well. It's like when the heart breaks, it gets bigger. If we don't clamp it down and harden it like a rock, it gets bigger and it can handle more. So that's the beauty of what you're saying, actually, on a deeper level.
And I feel like when we expand, like it's everybody expanding.
Yeah.
It's not a unique, solitary experience. It's like you feel it. You feel it's like, wow, this is like... This is, we're in this together.
And that's absolutely for sure.
Yeah. Things that were important to me a week ago are just not important to me anymore. It just feels different. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. a lasting experience or not, but it mm-hmm. feels really, really different. Just
mm-hmm. yeah,
being alive, being in society, and
mm-hmm.
being here. So
beautiful. Wow. I'm so glad you came up and shared all that. It was very beautiful and moving and deepening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And nice to see you.
Nice to see you, John. Yeah, really good to be here.
Yeah.
For me, this last week was only just kind of an echo of what I've been going through for a little longer time than that through. And I shared with you, you know, kind of what I've been going through, but that isn't so important, the what, but when I was first hit with shock and surprise of the condition that was presented to me, it was like I really lost. I mean, here I've been in a really delicious process of just feeling presence, and just, you know, it's like, boy, you know, it's nice that you can just tune in and it's just there, and it's
mm-hmm.
and that just melted away. I mean, poof. Yeah, there you go. And it went poof for almost a couple of days, which was kind of, you know, I saw that I really had to take in and accept what was going on.
Right.
And open to it, you know, and just feel it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. And even as you're saying it right now,
yeah,
your field is expanding.
Yeah.
Just like it did with Corey. I didn't mention him, but it was happening.
Same thing. And then finally, just, you know, it's like the light breaks through, the clouds kind of open a little, and the light comes through, and I says, oh, it, you know, where can it go? You know, it's like,
if they can't take that away from you.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah,
period.
And that's really sustained me.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really has. And,
yeah.
You know, I just want to express the appreciation for this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't have a clue yet what's going on. I mean, this is going to be time before I hear from the powers that be, you know, what my fate is, more, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, but it's like I'm really not flustered by that. I'm really not blown around because I open to it, and then it just kind of, that kind of melts. It just becomes like not such a big thing. Then you see other people in way worse condition, and you know, when you kind of look at the possibilities or potentials of what could be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not in any kind of really bad shape. You know, it's like, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, kind of express thanks for the reminders and pointers that you've given and I've picked up along the way that help us tune back into who and what we are.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's good to feel your big heart.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
I felt so terrified to come up here, I figured I had to do it.
Oh, good for you, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Take your time.
One thing that
Yeah, just let that come up. Let that come up.
One thing that I've been feeling is feeling paralyzed between the experience of spending time alone and spending time in quiet, which is so raw, I think, for me normally, and especially in the past week. It's been so raw and it's been so painful. And really just wanting to avoid that at all costs and not dive into what's happening inside. And so it was a nice reminder for you to say to lean into that. And then on the other hand, I feel like when I am not being with that sense of self and that rawness and that pain, I can just feel a constant tension in me.
That's
and
right.
I'm feeling this every day so strongly because I because of my work and the way I guess I fill up my days, I spend a lot of time with other people, and I find that I just feel this something just growing within me that just wants to be heard in silence. Mm-hmm. Just wants to be sat with in silence. And it feels like I'm not fully meeting that. And I feel stressed out when I spend time with people and when I listen to music and anything that just takes away from that silence. But then at that same time, when I am silent and when I am alone, it's so painful. And it's just, it's so hard to do that. And I don't know how much, I think this is something that I've been feeling over the past few months because I really have been waking up into something, but especially in the past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You are, even right now. Even just sharing that opened up more space. Yeah, the pain and the challenge actually is a catalyst for liberation. It's always been that way. That's how it works. That's how the Buddha laid out the Eightfold Path, starting with suffering. And that's exactly what we're learning, deeply, profoundly. You are, clearly. You can feel it, see it, it's beautiful. You know, like how you're opening up right now, incredible. You can't keep the light in. It wants to radiate, it wants to open, the heart wants to open. That's our nature. If we don't let it happen, it hurts. A lot. Wow. So let it keep opening. All the way. All the way, and let all the pain come out. Whatever, however it needs to come out.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And thank you for making a space where I feel safe to do that.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm here for. Thank you. Thank you. It's what I said at the beginning, what we need more than anything in the times of darkness is the light. And it really makes a difference. Harry, come on up.
This is more of a technical question.
Sure, go ahead. Put the mic so it's a little more right and directing to your mouth if you can. I'm not hearing that well.
Great.
Thanks. That's good.
How's that?
That's great.
Thanks. How's my lighting?
Well, as you know, lighting is everything.
Everything. Everything. I've been doing a lot of meditation. Mm-hmm. And something kind of new has started to develop, which is a sensation, a feeling of like when I'm just sitting down and getting into it, I feel this tenseness kind of here.
Okay.
That is like thinking thoughts. And then when it stops or when I can soften that, it's like I physically feel that I'm kind of looking more from...
Behind.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's like this kind of backward motion that goes into kind of more of an open space,
right.
Whereas this one is the...
You're moving more into the energy body.
Is that what's happening?
That's great, yeah. Okay. Good. Just let it happen. Even if your body feels...
Oh, yeah, I wasn't stopping it.
Oh, good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was trying, how can I, you know, I grab on, it's like, how can I stay back there? Of course, instantly it's gone the minute
I do that. That's right. Every attempt at holding on obscures it.
Is there a? Is there really a physical, like a muscle? Is the brain? You know, is it kind of flexing in there, or is it totally probably just sensation or idea or something? I don't even know if that's a question, but
what I hear is that there's a question.
Yeah. I wondered if something physical was actually occurring when I was doing that.
You know, would it help you to know?
Yeah, just curious. I thought it was very interesting because it felt like that. It felt like this was kind of flexing.
You can think about it. You can even believe it's one thing or another, but ultimately it just is. And I'd go with it.
Oh, okay.
And as I'm tuning in with you, there's an expansion going on, and that's unknowable. Does it affect the physical body? Yes. Does it affect the mind, the heart? It affects everything. Mm-hmm. There's no separation. People say, oh, the mind and the body or the spirit and the form. There's no separation at all.
Yeah. It feels like something's definitely shifted for me.
I can see. I can feel it. That's real. It's great. Just let that move and let it permeate your whole body because it will transform your whole body.
Yeah.
That's it right there. Feel that difference?
Well, and it's kind of like I was questioning my reaction during the last week and all because I really, you know, I didn't feel like crying. I wasn't all that upset. I wasn't even that surprised, I think. And I was kind of like, why aren't you, idiot? You know, you almost probably lost everything you spent your life working for. But, you know, it's like I looked back and I was a college freshman when JFK got shot, you know. And then it was Bobby got shot. And then Martin Luther King got shot. And then Harvey Milk got shot. And I went like, Nixon resigned, all of that. And I went like, we've survived through all that, you know, and I made it through that. I mean, AIDS, you know, I'm one of the last men standing kind of thing.
Right.
I was like, with all that, am I really going to fuck up my life because Donald Trump got elected? it's like, fuck him. I don't care. You know? It's like, it just wasn't, you know, I just kept trying to bring it back to me and my experience. And my experience was that I will survive this. You know, I will survive this. And when things come up for a vote,
right,
I know I'll vote the right way. And if it's not a vote, then it kind of just becomes this battle that goes on between the two sides. And I felt I was kind of like not being a good American by just kind of feeling that I was dropping out of that battle. I didn't want to hear it or be a part of it anymore. So, and it's feels freeing for me to do that. I know that's not everybody's path, and I'm not recommending
everybody's path is their own, just like yours is. And what I can see, because I've known you for a while now, it's working for you. beautifully. Congratulations. Because you've been caught in the drama for a long time, and you're actually letting go of it. Mm-hmm. You've been seriously in the drama. From literally and figuratively, right?
I mean, totally, yeah.
Yeah, and you, and something else has shifted, is shifting. No question. So, yeah. nice. Really nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Bobby, come on up. Is there someone else? Who else?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I think like everybody else, I've been, I've just been feeling it all. And really, for me, it's been a deepening into what is. And even if it's not what my preference is, it's... really hard to explain, but it's an acceptance of what that is, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and not like it's going to be okay, you know. I don't feel like, oh, it's all going to be all right, but that there is no purpose or reason to fight it, or to, you know, it's my job to kind of to allow it, like you were talking about. And and it's been, I mean, it's started, well, it didn't start with the retreat, but it kind of deepened during the retreat. And then I got home, and I was, Tuesday, I went and voted. And then I was talking to my boyfriend in Canada, you know, and we've been trying for a couple of years now to see where things go, if we were going to, our desire was to make it a more permanent relationship and see if we could live together. And you know, because of circumstances that I've known about since the very beginning and knew were obstacles, you know, and the desire to fix those or change those or overcome them, or, you know, and just an, finally, we were kind of both on the same page that this wasn't really going to work the way we thought it was going to work, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, oh, are you watching the election returns? And I said, no, I've been at work. I went and voted. No, I was going to sit down and eat dinner and watch them, you know? And I sat down, and it was like, oh. And it was just like the floor dropped out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. This is what it is, you know? And it's, the love is still there. I mean, it is what it always is, you know? I went to work the next day, and I work with a lot of Mexican immigrants, I mean, primarily. And I work in a school that's primarily Hispanic. And I, young kids, very young children, and I realized, you know, that for them, this wasn't a big shift. Because, you know, this is what always is for them. You know, they have their friends and their families that are illegal, and they're making ends meet under not great circumstances most of the time. And they just love each other and support each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, oh, this is what is. This is what always is, you know. And I don't even know what to say about it, really. I just needed to come and be here.
Yeah. I'm glad you are. And I really appreciate everything you shared.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, sweet.
I think for me, when I saw everything going red, I was like, I didn't see this coming.
Right.
And it was like, I was shocked, definitely. And then as the evening progressed, it was like, I noticed a shift within myself of seeing that I was really off the mark of what I thought was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I started really paying attention to, I'm not the only one that's been off the mark. And a lot of people haven't felt heard.
Right.
And so I started just breathing that in this, I'm just being compassion for myself and others. And I started then saying, you know, at Unity, we say a lot about you can either grow through this experience. And I started to ask the question of myself, so if this is what is, are you willing to lean into it, into mm-hmm. the not knowing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I started disengaging with the struggle and kept and have been in my prayers and meditation, living into the unknown of what is possible out of the not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me hope and an expansion of my heart to not have to live in the past or the future, but embrace the moment to what really is occurring in the here and the now. And then open mm-hmm. to what's maybe possible. Because I've already seen shifts that I didn't think were possible. So I'm actually excited.
Hmm.
In not knowing.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to bring that part.
Thank you.
To this too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Sure. Thank you. Hey.
Hey. It's another technical question.
Sure.
I kind of feel like everything is a drug, like thoughts are, I can feel them kind of being used by my brain as drugs. I know that sounds really weird.
You mean they have a physiological impact on your body?
Yeah, I can almost feel it like, sure. You know, like I'll shoot up on anger. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I do. Sure.
And like, you know, righteous. Go get them, you know? And I definitely mainlined media, you know, before the election. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, that was a drug. That was totally a drug. I was just picking and choosing the drugs I liked. And the other side was picking and choosing different drugs. And I can't do it anymore. I'm so done. I'm done.
Fried.
I'm fried.
Burnt out.
I totally...
You hit bottom.
Yeah, my head exploded.
I've come to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity.
Exactly. And thinking sucks.
Really, thank you.
Yeah. And,
thank you. That's good for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, powerful. Yeah. This is quite a catalyst that's happening.
Yeah, but I just don't, want to keep doing drugs. Those aren't good for you. And so I just wanted to come up to see what you had to say.
You know. Bravo. Encore. You're on the right track, no question. It's big for you. This is really big. Wow, I can feel you, and I can feel what's underneath all the thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, I didn't think there was anything else.
But there is.
But then you start seeing something else, and then you go back and you realize how doped up you've been.
Yeah, but, you know what I mean? But underneath it all is this. And that's more present right now with you. What really needs your attention. And you're more connecting now. You're more available.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And all the different people that came up, and you know, they're expressing the movement of the condition and the opening of their light and their presence and heart. Another example right now, beautiful. Talk about a wake up call.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Thanks for coming up. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. We all do need to be heard and seen. And we need, if we have never had that, we need to learn how to give it to ourselves. And we are actually being together here and listening and learning, really. And realizing that it is the way for each of us in our own unique way, but it's the same, really. And so let's drop in and really listen and be here for a little while in silence together. I want to thank all of you who came up tonight. It was just another profound example of how powerful what we do here is together, and how we really learn from each other, how we learn from each other in a very deep way. Really, obviously, in the deep connected space that's beyond thought and cognition, but also in the process how people learn how this works. And I think there's a deep conveyance, almost a kind of entrainment that happens being here. Very powerful. So I think we need this more than ever, quite frankly. Yeah. And it's going to be beautiful to see more and more people awakening through the adversity. The light will, the sun will shine through the clouds. Yeah. Take good care of yourself. Really, really take this opportunity and use it to your full advantage in all the ways you can. And I look forward to seeing you soon. And as always, in the meantime, happy, happy trails. Okay, thank you.